Blog Talk Radio.
Talks to give to all of you, and nobody calls anyway, and nobody asks for the free reports. You know what? What the heck? We're just going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to have guests on here. It's going to be a real super poor version of a talk show. Very, very low level. We do have a camera that has been ordered and will be here, and Dr. Dave will come on and do a couple commercials, but right now you got Dr. Disco. How many we got watching?
You have 25
watching Dr. Disco, the Hour of Power. What it is, we're going to take the power back. If you don't like to be teased and you don't like to have us make fun of all the sheeple out there and the lies, then you might want to change the channel, because we're going to rip into a lot of people. We're going to have a lot of fun. Like I said, I was spending my weekends doing research and passing it on to you guys, but it didn't go anywhere. So today we are going to have – sorry, I got to switch my glasses – Dr. Disco needs glasses to read. We're gonna talk about funky music. We're gonna have show and tell. I'm gonna have a guest on. We're gonna go over stupid sheeple quotes. We're gonna talk a lot about sheeple. And we may call the barber in. We're gonna probably call the barber in Owosso and talk to him, the guy that's standing up to the government control, and but a lot of other things. Couple videos we may go over, but we're here for a while. Can you still hear the music while I'm talking?
Oh, yeah.
I should probably, okay. Well, anyway, so that leads me to my first guest. The very first guest for Dr. Disco, the Hour of Power. It's a man who's a dear friend of mine for going on 40 years. He practiced his stoicism. Hey, don't you stay in the green room right now. I can hear him trying to sneak in. He practices stoicism. He's a human that has been growing. He's got this way about him that he continues to grow in height and stature and mind, body, and spirit. He's basically growth personified in all aspects. And he's also known in some circles as Mr. Pro Pride. And you're going to see why here. But I'm pleased to announce my very first guest, Mr. Sean Woodruff. Wait, cymbal. I have no idea what I'm doing here. So anyway, I forced him to come on, but you're in store for a heck of a show today. How are we doing on numbers? We lost everyone yet?
You have 15.
15, we lost 10 already. Let's see if we get it back. All right, first thing we're going to do, let's talk about back in the day. Sean, since you're the guest down here, what was your impression of the disco years when you were in junior high?
Disco years.
Yeah, the disco years. Did you like the disco years? See, stoicism.
Yeah, they were okay.
They're okay. All right, on to the next subject. Wait. Wait, hold on.
I told you I have no idea why.
Hold on. There, very delayed rim shot. We still have we lost? Do we have any? Do we still have?
Still
have 15 watchers.
Yeah.
Do we have any comments?
Nope.
No. Come on, guys. Why do you think we got out of bed and we came here to do this today? It's for entertaining
good
you.
Question.
Wait, hold on. Say that again. This is a good question.
It's a good question.
See, our audience is pretty lively today. So anyway, what we're going to start out with is the first song I would like to play for you is a song that's actually named It's About Me. Titled by She.
We need a different band to.
Who does?
People.
Like who? Maybe Woods and I'll do a line dance.
Oh, yeah.
Like a real stoic line dance. You could, no. You can just like kind of, you know, step through it. No?
Take advantage of what
you got. You know, our band isn't Roots. Our band is called Rise Up.
Your old band.
Wait, hold on.
Your old band.
Hold on. Hold on, wait. It's not called Roots, it's called Rhizomes. My old nanny, who is it?
Brianna, your old nanny.
Oh, Brianna!
Yeah.
Well, you said he. That's what threw me off. Brianna saved me, Dan. I'm losing.
No way. Now your nanny's 20.
We're at 20?
Just keep going through it as if it's a show.
Okay, let's get back there. Thank you. Let's get back to this song. Called He's the Greatest Dancer. So, seriously, it's not like he's kind of a good dancer. He's the greatest dancer. What do you think? What do you think denoted that he was so great? Okay, what makes a dancer great?
Rhythm.
Rhythm? Okay, I can go along with that. How about the ability to ebb and flow with any technicality?
I hear musicality a lot of the dance shows.
Musicality.
Is that a made-up word?
Anyone out there a wordsmith? Is musicality even a word? That's what we'd like to know. Any wordsmiths watching? Guess not. I can't. You've only been on for 3 minutes. We've got 50 more minutes. My first guest is going to walk out, guys. So anyway, so the greatest dancer, that's the first. We went over a good song. Next is Show and Tell. But first, let me hear that bell ring. We have dad jokes by Sean. He's going to read the first one. First dad joke by Sean.
What do sprinters eat before a race?
I don't know. What do sprinters eat before a race?
Nothing. They fast.
Wait. I can't find rip shot. Nothing. They fast. See, our... Are they fast? Yeah, they fast. They fast. Don't you think they fast?
Oh, sure they are.
Did you notice the main loop on that is where Slick Willie, is it Welcome to Miami or is it the other one? The main loop on that is not Welcome. It's getting jiggy with it. The main loop is getting jiggy with it.
I think this one's before that.
Well, of course it is. I'm saying Slick Willie's. Willie. Did he go by Slick Willie? Big Willie. Big Willie. Slick Willie was Clinton. All right, so we got, how everyone liked it. Did they like the dad jokes by Sean?
Oh, they love it.
I got two more minutes. You know what, Meg? I forgot to, I'm going to print this right here. It's going to come back on me. So you know what? Hi. I'm Dr. Dave, and I'm here for a commercial for Dr. Disco. And I want to remind you that we have Ohm Wellness Institute, where we train holistic health practitioners. So if any of you are interested in becoming a holistic health practitioner, give us a call. I've written several papers and reports to give everyone, but nobody calls for those. So, but just know that we have them, and be sure to share this. Okay, share the Dr. Disco Hour of Power, because it's going to get better and better. He tells me. Okay, go back. Wait. I know. That's what's so good about it. Hey guys, Dr. Disco's back. So now it's time for show and tell. Mitchell, can you?
Oh yeah.
So this is artifacts that I collect. Mexican paleo contact, flying machines, the ancient extraterrestrials. I actually, on Friday, went to an archaeologist's home, and he has an extensive collection from this dig. And I held in my own hands artifacts that date back 20, 30, even 50,000 years. Fascinating. And if you want to watch, if you want to learn something about it, go to America on Earth. I think it's season 4, episode 2, where they actually carbon date from the exact dig where I bought some of these artifacts, and proves that they're between 8,500 and 9,000 years old. And this rewrites the history books, and it depicts lots and lots of flying machines and non-human contact. These are taken from a lot of the artifacts. Now, why do I bring this up? There's a significance as to why. And I learned this from Dr. David, that typically what we are being told is not the truth. In fact, more than typically, I would say if it's coming through the media, then it's not the truth, because it's 100% pure manipulation. Wouldn't you say, hey, Sean, he's off set. Can you come back on set? I got a question. Do you have a follow-up to that pure manipulation?
No.
Come on, have a seat. I got more for you. You got more jokes, too. He's a funny guy.
Why am I here?
Again. Remember, you guys remember when Kramer got a hold of the Merv Griffin set and would hold the talk shows? This is really, it's probably even a notch below that. So, in our budget, we don't even have.
I don't even understand this.
That's okay. You know what? I don't either. So what if, okay, let's get to the main subject that we have here. But first, ring the bell. It's time for another dad joke by Sean.
Oh boy.
Want to hear a joke about construction?
Yes, I'd like to hear a joke about construction.
I'm still working on it.
Wait, you got to say a little louder. Did you get it?
I'm still working on it.
You like? Okay, now I got to ask Sean a Serious question. Do you like the way I forced you to come on this today?
I'm just wondering. I don't even know how I ended up here.
Okay. Let's talk about one of our favorite subjects.
Since I'm sitting here under no will of my own, we might as well talk about sheep.
Right, exactly. So you're acting as sheep right now.
You
come here because you came here against your will.
I agree.
Did you get that? Did you get that last quote that I had printed?
Yeah, I handed it to you.
Okay. What do you think about this, Sean?
Let's see what we got here.
Actually, do this.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. Anthony Fauci, MD.
Exactly.
60 Minutes.
So, the so-called guys. What's that?
It raises a lot of questions.
It raises a lot of questions. So, the dude that has this wavy, is deeply behind the panic, is saying that it doesn't need to be worn. Is he saying that because his funk is misaligned? That he's out of rhythm? Is it because
he probably can't dance?
Is it because he doesn't? He knows that something that the public doesn't know. Possibly. The authentic nature of the so-called plandemic. See, I did mention to you guys that Sean studies and practices Stoicism. So a lot of times it'll just be a statement. That's a good question. And that's about as far as we're going to get with him. And if any of you are like lively and like to come on shows like this, not that this is really a show, but feel free to give us a call because we're looking for guests. How many people? Do we have anyone watching?
Yep.
14? So it goes up from 20. What?
We're going to be breaking down the doors.
Breaking down the doors. But we don't allow this. Okay? So anyway, let's talk about something else here, Sean. A friend of mine took a video of downtown San Diego. Okay? Downtown San Diego, this was 2 days ago. Okay. And this is of the pandemic testing and emergency areas. And I'll play it again. I'll play it a few times. Can you zoom in on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is downtown San Diego.
Where are all the people?
I don't know. There's not a soul there. Not a soul. And then my buddy sent Dr. Disco a video that was taking place here in the United or in Michigan regarding the Cherry Hill. Where the heck is it? Cherry Hill. What is it? Medical Center? Something like that? Right here in Grand Rapids. Let's watch a little bit of this, Sean. You don't have anything better to do right now.
A few days ago, we released our insider story, which showed CBS Film.
Come on, I need your comment.
The testing line at Cherry Health in Grand Rapids in Michigan. Now, CBS News first responded to our story and said that after speaking with Cherry Health, it was determined that at least one person in Cherry Health staff was in the line and further responded by removing all mentions of the story from their website. That was the editor's note that we pointed out to you. They've taken the broadcast down. Cherry Health first responded that they didn't take the line or the whole thing was not a thing. They denied that it actually happened.
Okay.
Hours later,
bottom line is I don't want to sit here and watch a 6-minute broadcast from a news agency. Basically, there's discrepancies between reporting fact and truth. So Dr. Disco gets kind of confused about that. If there was a disco tech that was known to be real active and crowded, and you went there and no one was there, would you think that the person that told you that it was crowded and active was lying to you? Or do you think he was trying to keep all the disco mamas to himself? What would be the reason between, or why is there a reason to lie about these things if people are dying left and right? You wouldn't need to lie.
That's a good question.
You see, he's very good at pointing out good questions. There he is over there behind the set. Won't come on the set.
Because I have no reason why. I don't understand why I'm here.
Because you're my first guest. Dr. Disco, how are we doing on Watchers? We maintained any? We're down to nine. Come on, hold on, guys, hold on. We only have 40 more minutes of this. Look at my first guest on my show. Look at him right now. He's just stiff. Okay. So, ring the bell. Come on, you got to come on. It's Dad Jokes by Sean. Come on, this is a real good one here. Hold on, I gotta get ready. Don't you go reaching in there. Hold on, where the heck's my soundboard? Okay, here we go. It sure is. It's very low budget.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
I don't know. What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
And a one and a two.
He's leaving. Guys, no, you got to stick around. That's all the dad jokes you have to do, but we got more to talk about. And plus, we got to call the barber in the last. Are we maintaining any watchers?
Mm-hmm.
Are we? Right. Are we getting thumbs down or thumbs up?
I'm not seeing anything.
No? Okay. Well, anyway, let's talk about something else, Sean. Can you come over here so we can have a conversation since you are my guest on my show?
No.
What do you think about the charges? Have you read about the charges, how much they're charging for how hospitals are getting paid more to classify someone as having the Corona hoax? Have you read about that?
A little bit.
Can you expound on that? You're not much of an interview.
Not really.
So what about the respirators?
I haven't confirmed any of that.
No? Okay, that's a good question. And what have you confirmed? Let's talk about what you have confirmed. Come on, have a seat.
I walked right into that one.
Have a seat. Let's talk about it.
Any of it. That's the problem.
Okay, so then what would be your position on it if it's unconfirmed?
If it's unconfirmed, my position would be it's unconfirmed.
And therefore?
Probably not true. Probably made up.
And you don't react to it?
I don't. No reaction whatsoever.
Exactly.
I control my own emotions.
You control your own emotions, and do you take control of your own health?
Yes.
What about your own time? Do you let your friends manipulate you to come in?
I have to work on that.
You have to
work? Yes.
Clearly.
Okay, can we have the phone? We're going to call Carl Mankey, the barber in Owosso.
Carl may be busy cutting hair.
I know, I'm going to check with him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you hear it okay over there?
Mm-hmm.
He is busy.
They shut it down.
Well, who are they, Sean?
They.
Yeah. They say a lot.
They do.
And they do a lot.
They're all over the place.
They are. Do you think they are going to come looking for me after I've done this?
They could.
They could, couldn't they? They definitely could. They definitely could. Okay, Sean, since you're standing across the room, have you talked about, or have you taking a look at the videos from the Minnesota state senator, who's also a medical doctor, he's an MD, and was talking about the falsification of death certificates?
Yes.
Have you? So I would consider that guy credible.
Yes.
Okay. And he said there was a 7-page document from the CDC explaining to them how to, maybe I'm stepping a little bit far saying falsify, but how to accurately based on the points given, complete death certificates, moving people more towards using the COVID type stuff. That didn't come out very clear, but you know what I'm saying.
I understand.
And do you find that strange that if people were dying like crazy, you wouldn't need to do that, right?
Right.
Right. My guest said right. Now, what do you think about the germ theory?
I don't really think about it.
No?
No.
What about the reason I bring that up is, you know, as you and I have had several of these discussions regarding the laws of physics, how the universe works. Do you feel that you could walk down the street and germs and viruses would attack you?
No.
No? And why is that?
Why wouldn't they? I just don't believe they do.
And the reason would be, just throw out a reason. I'll give you mine.
Not the way they work.
Exactly. That's not the way they work. So if someone was on TV continually telling you to wear cloth over your face that is going to protect you from something that can kill you, do you believe that cloth can actually do things like that, even if it was real?
No.
Absolutely not. Another thing I'd like to bring up is, what about these people wearing gloves? So they're handling money, they're handling things, they're touching things. Now, I've never been trained on latex gloves, but I got common sense. Wouldn't it be, once you touch a surface, wouldn't you have to get rid of those gloves and put on new gloves? Okay, so I've never heard that anything like that means that it's sanitary or continues to be sanitary. It's sanitary until touch, right?
Correct.
Okay, so how does that work?
No idea.
Exactly.
It's very confusing.
It is.
Confusing time we live in.
It is. It's very confusing. Well, I'm going to try the barber one more time, and I kind of get the feeling I got to let my buddy go because he's not being. Well, just if anyone knows, anyone that's watching knows the barber in
Owosso.
That's right, in Owosso. Let him know we tried to call him today. We'll try again maybe with the show. How are we doing? Do we have any watchers?
Oh.
12. We jumped up. See, look at that. So if
okay.
Okay, guys, hold on. Everyone's got to clap for him.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wait, I'm sad that he's leaving.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Guys, like I said, if you have anyone out there that's a little more lively and can play along, give me a call. But I figured if I can get someone who studies and practices stoicism to come on the set, then this is a heck of a set, too. And it was a pretty good beginning. All right. So that leads us to the last thing. And Dr. Disco is going to go ahead and just answer these for Dr. David. The health questions that you guys send in, is it okay to chew gum? Is gum okay to chew, actually? Not really, because when you chew and you activate the saliva glands, it's sending a signal down into the gut that it should be receiving food. So if you ever chew a lot of gum, you notice you can get a little bit of an upset stomach or even gas. And if it has artificial sweeteners in it, you'll definitely feel that. I've read something about drinking 8 ounce glass of water right before eating, so it makes you eat less. No, you wouldn't want to do that. In fact, water should only be taken a good half hour, 45 minutes before or after a meal, because the body does a lot better not having to send enzymes through the water to the food to break it down. So it's better to have saliva. Soup is a little bit different because if it's spiced correctly and has the right components, it can actually act as digestive enzymes of sort. And anything come in? Any questions or anything? You know what? I should probably do this with some music, shouldn't I, since we're Dr. Disco today?
Oh, yeah.
Rosalie said when it's
oh, well, that's... You have to believe what they're telling you on TV for that to be real, because they aren't transferred that way. Viruses are actually a vibration, and I've gone over this week after week. that the way so-called sicknesses are transferred is through entrainment. Like when you catch a cold, it's because you're vibrating at a level where something needs to happen. So if it really transferred through the air and on surfaces and all this, then there would be actually lots of people dying, and there isn't. I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but I just read them the other day. The CDC came out with them, and they're the one. They're part of the media. They're part of the WHO. They're part of the whole shoot and match, and they came out last month in April, 50% less deaths expected than normal United States deaths. So don't see anything happening there. When I got off my birth control, my hormones went crazy. Is there a natural way to balance them and wean myself off? No, not really. That's you're going to go through an adjustment coming back to homeostasis. There are herbs that will balance that have an affinity with menstrual cycle and can balance that. So it's, you're still going to have ups and downs. You may have a delayed period. It might be another 30 or 60 days, but you can definitely balance the menstrual cycle. Remember, everything's a vibration. If it's like, if you have a dog, how does it know when to shed? We say, oh, it's, but I don't even know what modern medicine says that. You know what, how they attribute shedding?
No, probably to the heat.
Or seasonal or something. Yeah, they probably go off of something like that. But actually, it's the universe sending a vibration based on the weather, or I'm sorry, the environment and the season. So how do trees know? How does the grass know? How does everything know? Everything is vibrating. It's easily calculated, and everything communicates too. So with a birth control, what you'd want to do is take herbs that activate the loop back, the feedback loop. So what body oil should someone of Pitta Dosha use? Same thing that we always use. Sesame seed oil. I don't know why I can never spit out sesame seed. I did that last time, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so same thing, sesame seed, but Pitta Dosha, a lot of times, depending on the seeds, you may even mix in coconut oil. What taste do you crave most? Well, as humans, we will crave sweet and salty the most. Sour would be third. Bitter, pungent, astringent come in behind, unless you're more Vata nature and you're imbalanced, then a lot of times they will be drawn more to bitters. But bitter is actually ether and air, which is Vata, and it can make a Vata person sick.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Me? Oh, geez. All six.
Yeah.
I crave food nonstop. What does the hour of power mean? I'm hoping that I can at least one person a day let them know to take control of their own mind, of their own health. Get out of the media frenzy. Get out of the lies. None of it is true. And get on with your life. That's what's meant by the hour of power. And can you show us some of your dance moves in those disco shoes? That may happen. That may happen one of these episodes. It may happen. Okay, Allie sent in her usual three. Thank you, my dear. How much sleep is ideal? The best way to look at it is if you're asleep within an hour of sundown and up between 1 and 3 hours of before sunrise, then you've slept well enough. That doesn't mean you should whittle it down to like 5. It doesn't mean you should expand it to like 12. So it's more of a natural rhythm. And when you're in rhythm with nature, nature will pretty much tell you how much sleep you need. Like right now, I'm getting a muscle twitch in my cheek. And that's a sign of Vata. And I'm sitting here thinking, why do I have excess Vata right now? Yeah. Why, you've been twitching?
Yeah.
Up.
Right here.
Yeah, that's Vata.
Really?
Yeah, have you been worrying a lot?
Probably.
Yeah. So a lot of times muscle spasms, just like I noticed and Meg just spoke up, eye twitches are definitely a prana, or typically a pranic prana depletion. Yep. Benefits of meditation. Ollie, what are you asking me to talk about that? There are so many. One of the best ways to think of meditation, to think of ginger tea, to think of ghee, to think of going for walks, to thinking of nature, as it brings you in tune with the universe. And the universe can heal. And what I mean by that is if you get the right frequencies, right vibrations into your body through the Schumann resonance, which is your feet on the ground, electromagnetic field that surrounds the earth, and then you start opening up. We all have portals, chakras, and many other portals, and we absorb information through the photon. So what's the benefit of meditation? Well, if you stop your thought, there's not a vibration. Because remember, our thoughts and our beliefs cause a vibration in our body that then turn around and create misinformation, I guess is the best way to talk about it. So by meditating, you're stopping the misinformation, basically what it comes down to. So it allows you to bring in the proper information, which people say, well, I feel so much calmer. Well, yeah, that's the way you should feel. So when you're not feeling calm, you should be like, well, I feel this, I'm worked up, I'm this. And you know how I always talk about that people get addicted to hormonal releases. It's exactly what's going on right now with the press and the craziness out there, the lies. There's all these testing facilities are empty. There's no clear-cut answer. They're making up stuff, literally making up stuff to scare people. And people, we're falling for it. And that's what's happening. And what's happening is that these people are affecting everyone else. Okay? We all need to stand up and ask them to tell us the truth. And the truth revolves around the subatomic particle. It revolves around quantum physics. Tips for women who suffer from being unmotivated, crying, overly emotional due to menstrual cycles. Well, that right there is a prime example of hormonal release. So when hormones are activated during that time, they're unable to handle it. So that's a sign of toxicity. In a lot of the indigenous cultures, they talk about having periods with no effects at all. Women go on with work, they go on with everything as if nothing was happening. And then there's also societies where they've been shown to honor the woman during her menstrual cycle, where she actually has a room to sit by herself. They bring her tea, and then she gets basically a week off every month, which would be pretty neat. That would
be great.
Yeah, I know. Really neat. But anyway, I'm going to try to call Barbara one more time to thank him for standing up. Bob. Barber is busy. Either that or they tapped his phone. How are we doing on watchers? 12. We're back up to 12. Well, guys, my guest, I can't say anything about it, but I was hoping he would have been a little bit more interactive. He took off after 15 minutes. But if you're interested in coming on the Dr. Disco Hour of Power, please do. But just know we're probably going to go more of this light route of just having fun. And we are open to helping anyone that wants to be helped. That's pretty much it. So, peace to everyone. This is Dr. Disco signing off. Have a nice day.